Blog Talk Radio.
I just took some models, whatever. I got some bitch from Dallas, whatever. Scammy, she gon' fuck your squad, whatever. I swear, I'ma fuck her bras, whatever. Bitch from Pakistan, whatever. Foreign. In them lambs, whatever. About to fuck this club up. Like his father, I've been on the molly in the dance with your daughter. If she gets me cheating, I will never tell her sorry. If she gets me cheating, I will never tell her sorry. Pushes in the valley, I got Bentleys, I got Rolls. Taking pain pills on the plane, getting charged. Popping tags and tags, I was starving. Bitch, I got the juice and the carbon. Turn a 5-star hotel to a trap. Roaches everywhere, like we forgot to take the trash out. Flood my cross with ice, getting money, my religion. Got my baby mama and my side bitch kissing. I turn her wrist into a lean house. This is 6 times getting kicked. I can't feel my face, I'm on auto raw nauseous. Niggas trying to ride my fucking wave, now they saucy.
79 and 0, man. I crushed that Marine, man. 14 Marines I beat. Beat one Navy SEAL. I beat that Israeli Special Ops soldier. I beat the Ukrainian Special Ops soldier. I beat a lot of soldiers, boxers, MMA fighters, Muay Thai, man. Beat them all, man. It's Charlie Zono, baby. Your host today, man. What's up, everybody? Happy to be witnessing history. Remember, you're only witnessing this once, man. Once in a lifetime, the greatest of all time. Yeah, so when's 180? Shit, I just got 179, man. And 178 in the same week. Come on, no? Show out for like a week or two and then we're gonna get 180, man. There's no rush, man. There's a whole year ahead, man. Listen, 200? Are you? I got 72 wins. If I go at that same pace, then I'm going to have a lot more than 200 by the time the year ends. But, no, that's not the plan, though. The plan is to get 200 and call it a year. Not a career, but call it a year. Because, you know, again, people thought I was going to retire when I reach 100 and all, but no, man. See, the thing is this, man. If I was like 37, 38, or like 40 years old, then yeah, of course. Hell, I wouldn't even need to reach 200. I'll just retire undefeated now. But I'm too young. Like, well, what am I gonna do for the next 11 years? Like 11 and a half years? Because I said I was gonna retire when I'm 40. But what am I don't want to train people, man. That's just not my passion is to beat people, not train people. I was a phenomenal trainer before. I used to train people and I used to get paid money for it. And then boxing, gym, and a ring, yeah. I used to hold mitts for you know, up-and-coming boxers. You know what I'm saying? But that was before I was a UBF champion. But again, man, even when I was like 5-6-0, I was ahead. That's like after I beat Akeem. It was actually before that, yeah. It was actually before that. It was a while ago. Yeah, you know, I fell from shards, but... Well, to real-life fans, to people that know me, but these jokers on the internet, man, they're like, yeah, I'll buy a shirt, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, Western Union, me the money, or whatever, you know, and then... nothing, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta give me the control number, you know what I'm saying? These clowns just wanna... Hey, man, you saw that Marine I beat, man? That's it. That's it, man. You haters have been exposed. How many times have I exposed you people? Like, I don't even, hey, you know what? No talk of trolls. I don't want to talk about them, this radio. This radio, just keep it real, man. You know what I'm saying? I keep it real every radio. But this radio is, you know, I exposed the fakes, man. When I connected that left-right on that Marine's face, and then another... fucking 1-2, and then there was actually a 3-piece I gave him after that. I went bam, bam, then bam, left hook, and then another left hook, and then a jab to the face. Dude, I fucked him up. Oh, yeah, there's another Marine I'm supposed to knock out. He's about 6'5", 215 pounds. He's about Deontay Wilder's size. Now, he's bigger than Wilder. Like he's wider than him. He said he was 215, 6'5". He's tall. Man, I would kill that motherfucker. But there's a problem. This guy's terrified of me. I was supposed to box him that day. I beat that light heavyweight Marine. But that light heavyweight Marine got more balls than that heavyweight Marine. You know what I'm saying? And he's faster, too. So I don't know. If they fight each other, I don't know. I mean, size don't really, I mean, with me it doesn't matter. I'm better against heavyweights, really, because they're tailor-made for me. I beat like 85 heavyweights. I beat a lot of heavyweights. Yeah, so the next opponent, 178, he was like 6'2", 200. Yeah, he was a heavyweight fighter. I fucked him up. One punch, bare knuckle. This motherfucker wouldn't stop running his mouth, man. He kept running his mouth, saying how great of a fighter he is. And I hit him, and then he didn't even throw back. At least that Marine fought back. This motherfucker didn't even throw back. But anyways, the heavyweight Marine, his name is Zach. And, okay, I challenged them. So I challenged everybody else. I challenged him while he was boxed. And, you know what I'm saying? This dude's like, you know, I don't know, I'm not feeling it today. I got to get going, man. I'm in a rush. I'm in a hurry, man. And I'm like, yeah, you're in a hurry? Come on, man. Let's go a few rounds, man. Let's go, like, at least a round. Because he's not going to last 2 seconds. As soon as I clock him, he's going to get knocked out or quit. Just like everybody. I just have to tell him, like, yeah, let's go some. You know what I mean? But there you go. I'm like, let's fight. Let's box. And he's like, what, like full out? I'm like, yeah. And they're terrified. You know what I mean? That's why I told Johan Sekulba, that paid professional actor, that I beat up in the locker room. That's why I never said white sparring. He's a fucking lying ass piece of shit. I said boxing. And he said no. And then I said, fuck it. Let's go spar. Let's go spar hard. You know what I mean? Just to lure him in, because I'm like thinking, I'm like, he had one, you know, commercial fight, and I hate these guys. You know, this is my only, not my only chance, but I'm like, today this is my only chance. You know, I'm like, all the other real fighters backed out, and, you know, so this son of a bitch agrees, you know what I mean? And then I fucked him up. That's why he was like, yeah, whatever. But was he like 6'4", 6'5", 220? Yeah, he was 220. He was tall. So let me tell you about the Marine. His name, whatever, Zach. Yeah, this Marine. Man, I'll kill that motherfucker if we fight. He said. Then he's like, call me up. No, hold on. Going back to the gym, right before I got 179. He's like, first he says he has to run. He has to work out real quick and run. An hour passes, and I'm still challenging people. And I see this motherfucker, and I come up to him like, I thought you had to run, bro. He's like, yeah, I got to get going, man. I'm just exposed, man. He's scared. Motherfucker's scared. He's scared of the goat. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, I'm going to be, if we fight, I'm going to be real, like, I'm powerful, but I'm going to be real slow, though, man. Like, compared to you, I'm like, yeah, and I'm going to be real fast, man, and powerful. And then this dude's like, you know what, write down my contacts, man. Give me a call, text me, you know, we might do this tomorrow, or we might do it. You know, I'll let you know, man. I'm like, okay. So I hit him up like a few days, like a day after I beat that. You guys saw 179, so, you know, after I beat that other Marine. See, that other Marine agreed right away, you know, bullshit. Guys that say like, oh, I'm tired, I'm busy, you know, I got to get going, you know, those are, they're scared. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to see. Here's the problem. Let me just tell the full story about this heavy 6'5 Marine that I want to knock out, because it's going to look good on video, because he's tall, he's big, and I'm going to beat the fuck out of him. And I beat plenty of guys that big or even bigger, but, you know, I don't think this guy's going to fight. It'll be like a miracle if he, like, you know, mans up and fights me, because he's shitting himself right now. Because the shit he's texting me is just the guys. I already have him mentally beat. If he fights me, it's going to be a one-punch fight. As soon as I clock him in the jaw, this is it. he's either going to hit the ground or he's going to fucking quit right away. A lot of these guys quit so fast that they don't allow me, like, to knock them out cold. Yeah, the Marine that ran away from me, I caught him and knocked him the fuck out. The guy in the ring, oh, yeah, he came forward, and I came forward. It was like, you know, bam, bam. I hit him with two. Well, I said one punch because the first punch, I hit him, and he started falling. I hit him as he was falling. So, but anyways, going back to the 6'5 Marine. And then, let me see what this motherfucker. And then he's like, oh, it has to be after the 21st of January. And I'm like, damn, that's a long time. I'm like, I can beat like 5-6 motherfuckers in that time. And I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, I'm like, after the 21st? He's like, yeah. I'm like, how about let's do it the 22nd? He's like, oh, I don't know, man. You know, we'll see, because I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. You're a fucking bitch. You're scared. You know what I mean? So I think that I just need to leave this dude alone. He doesn't want to fight. See, here's the problem. He doesn't want to. It hurts his Marine ego that he's scared of me, and he's like, hey, you know what? I don't want to do it, man. I'm sorry. He doesn't want to say that. It's obvious he doesn't want to do it, because if he would want to do it, he would just do it. I had gloves. I said, I got gloves, man. I'm here right now. There is no tomorrow. Fuck a tomorrow, man. We can do it today, right now, homeboy. Tomorrow. The fuck? Man, I had situations where I came up to fighters, and I'm like, you want to box right now? They're like, oh, I can't, man. Let's do it tomorrow. Here's my number. They give me their number. I call them. It's a false number. It's like, damn, that's crazy. These motherfuckers are scared. Hey, you know what I talked to today? My ex-wife, Daria. Yeah. No, because she was like, she called me like 2 times. I got 2 missed calls from her, as I said. And I just wanted to, like, I'm talking to all these other girls, and I see her on my fucking messenger shit, and I'm like, fuck it, what does she want? You know, like, I'm like, well, yeah, what? I got some missed calls from you. I photoed it. I'm like, this is you, right? This is your number, Daria. And I'm not going to give her number out on the air. Come on. I'm not going to do her like that. But, yeah. And she was like, yeah, I called. I'm like, I wanted to say Happy New Year. I'm like, well, I'm like, is that all you wanted to say, honestly? And then she starts telling me. And then I understood that she wants me back. She's like, oh, do you still have feelings for me? And I'm like, I'm like, well, I hate to be, you want me to be straightforward, right? But I told her, no, I don't. I'm like, I'm way over you. She's like, honestly? Like, honestly, you're way over me? I'm like, yes, honestly, Daria. Oh, no, let me read our convo. Like, see, that's what I've been saying. I can go fuck her like any goddamn time I want. Last time she told me she had a boyfriend. I'm like, I thought you had a boyfriend. She's like, oh, it doesn't matter. I get it. They broke up and now she wants me back. Fuck that, man. She's like, I told her I'm a divorcer. I'm like, all right, call me when you do. I'm like, no, I won't call you. I'm like, that lawyer is going to call you. She's like, why a lawyer? I'm like, you just want to talk to me. This chick just wants to talk to me, man. I swear, man, fuck that, man. This girl put me through so much drama. I gave her 1,000,000 chances, man. I beat that pussy up like every single day. But no, man. Look, going to Ukraine for her is a no-no. That's like not even in my thoughts. That's like, fuck no. And she knows that. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to bring her out here. Fuck that. Hell no, man. See, she can't do anything to me, like, across the ocean in Ukraine. I'm in L.A., America. But if I bring her here, it's not if, it's when. When some shit goes down, argument, scandal, that's it. Hell's going to break loose. I'm not saying she'll call the cops, but these neighbors I have here, yeah, one of them will. And that's it, I'm fucked. Because I knocked motherfuckers out here before. Yeah, and then she would start crying, and then, you know, they would say, oh, who's this beautiful, innocent girl? You know what I mean? They'll start thinking of that I fucked her up, that I hit her and shit like that. I never did. Hell no, I would not do that. But you know, they believe women, man. And that's the thing. When it's a toxic relationship, it's just not. And I told her this. I'm like, look, so, you know, I didn't insult her this time. I try to keep it cordial with her. You know, I'm like, fuck it, yeah. I'm good, man. No, I'm this one other girl is actually supposed to come out here, so. And I told her that. I told her straight. I'm like, I'm talking to other girls. She's like, oh, but you won't be able to bring any other girl until you divorce me. I'm like, actually, I can. That's just like, I can't really marry anybody until I divorce her. I will divorce her. Just the lawyer told me it takes some time. But I could, like, let's see, not a fiancé visa, a travel visa, like, well, there's no girlfriend visas. There's a wife visa and there's a fiancé visa, but there's no girlfriend visas. Well, but yeah, like a girlfriend, I could tell, just a travel visa, she just comes here, student visa, travel visa, she wants to go to school here or whatever. Yeah, I can, Daria doesn't know what she's talking about. I can easily get another girl out here from the same place where she's at. See, I told that other chick in Ukraine, I'm like, come down to L.A. I'm like, I ain't going back there. I'm like, my ex-wife is out there. I'm like, I'm not. I ain't trying to fuck that shit. She wants me back. You know, fuck that, man. I'm cool, man. It's not even the only. I just don't want to go back there. I mean, like, I don't know. I can get fights out here. I beat the fuck out of everybody in Ukraine. Everybody who I fought, I beat a fucking killer soldier there. I beat everybody, man. A fucking real wrestling champion and an MMA fighter. Not WWE wrestler, but this motherfucker was. He said he was a cruiserweight, but he looked like a fucking heavyweight. He was huge. Like, he was wide. Big motherfucker. I fucked him up, man. This dude was talking so much shit. For a while, every time he see me at the gym, he was talking shit. And I finally fucked him up with gloves on. And I told him, he didn't even have gloves. Remember when in the ring when I beat up that Sambo dude? He didn't have gloves in the first round? Yeah. That's how fucking good I am. I literally let motherfuckers go bare knuckle and I put gloves on. That's how sure I am of myself that I'm going to win every fight, man. And the Marine had 10-ounce gloves and I had fucking 12s, man. And I beat the fuck out of him. But yeah, this heavyweight 6'5 Marine, look, I really doubt. He's like, let's keep it tentative right now. You know, I don't know what the fuck, dude. I'm like, I don't want my time wasted, man. I told him I'm world champion, man. I'm like, I can show you videos of me beating the fuck out of Jill Zavala, knocking out Deontay Wilder, beating the fuck out of an Israeli soldier, special ops, man. They're like, come on, man. Like, I don't want my time wasted, man. I'm like, if you want to fight, let's fight. If you can't do it today, fine, let's do it tomorrow. Fuck it, 1 week maximum, tops. Give you 5 days, tops. What the fuck is after the 21st? Make it the, man, I'll probably go to Vegas at that time and beat somebody. After the 21st. See, if this motherfucker said for sure, like, let's do it on a certain day and time, I just got a victory. Victories. I just scored a bare knuckle win, and days after that, I beat the fuck out of that Marine with the bowl cut. That, well, they all got bowl cuts, you know. I mean, that Marine, yeah. So I got, fuck it, I could wait. You know what I mean? But this dude's like, I don't know. See, look, I'm reading this shit. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And this, blah blah blah. Most likely, we can throw gloves. I'm just saying, it's not set in stone. There we go. That's what he wrote. He texted me this today. Most likely, we can throw gloves. Just saying, it's not set in stone. Well, I need something that's set in stone. Yeah, Wilder's not even texting me back. He doesn't want to fight. Forget Wilder. Fuck Wilder. I already beat him, man. Dude, that, I want to rematch that ninja guy. That was a good fight. That was a challenge. That was actually a challenge. Because after I clocked him with that left hook, he made it, you know. He didn't do anything. He didn't land anything. But the back of the head shot, nah, that was bullshit, man. Then I hit him in the body with two jabs. When I hit him in the shoulder with that right hand, okay, but where did he land? Okay, yeah, I landed some body jabs and some shoulder hooks, and I punched him right in the face. What did he do? Because some delusional haters are talking shit like, oh, you're bragging about shoulder punches. No, I'm just saying what happened. I'm talking about how I hit him in the face. The ninjutsu guy, they just call him ninja. That's just like everybody, my homies, everybody who's seen it, they just call him ninja. Yeah, ninja. What did the ninja do? Well, yeah, he tried to look all flashy and fucking, you know, showboating, like this fucking start dancing in his little ninja stance, ninjutsu stance. Okay, but what did he land? Nothing. You know, I was just trying to, after I punched him, I was kind of trying to keep him at bay. I was trying to figure out what, you know, if I'm going to box him or if I'm going to rush him. I was just trying to figure out his style. And then I realized, I'm like, okay, this motherfucker's awkward, or this motherfucker's really awkward. This dude would definitely knock out Wilder, and fucking, he'd be too fast for Jules Valle, man. Jules Valle is too slow, man. Him and Southpaw Sill, well, Southpaw Sill hits harder, but this dude, he's quicker. I don't know, that'd be a good fight. Yeah, he'd probably win, but I don't know, yeah. Yeah, Wilder's glass jaw, bitch ass. Ninjutsu dude would knock him the fuck out. I beat both of them, so I'm telling you. Yeah, then I landed some body shots on him. I hit him in the face in the beginning, then I hit him some body shots on him. Yeah, then we both stopped and we started arguing. Like, it became really personal. And then we just both charged at each other, like, and then the staff got in and separated us. I would have fucked him up again with the knuckles. Nah, but it's good that the staff separated. No, but think about it. If I would have... Okay, I already fucked him up in boxing. If I fucked him up bare knuckle, we would have both went to jail. Fuck that. Yeah, mark my words, man. Before I turn 29... I'm going to have another, like, fiance. Well, like, a girlfriend that will be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're already going to be talking about, like, moving in with each other and shit like that. Yeah. No, man, not Daria. I seriously did lose feelings for her. I'm, like, over her. Before, like, I she was my wife. I mean, we obviously loved each other. She still loves me. I don't. Yeah, I mean, if she was in L.A., I'd fuck her, but I don't want to have anything long-term with her, man. Because, like, I tried it, man. I tried it, and it didn't work. I tried it, gay. Three strikes, you're out, man. Three times I went to Ukraine, all three times, it's the same result. Drama after drama after drama, man. Look, all women have some, like... You're going to have a little drama, you know, like, it's just, nobody's perfect, I understand, but with her, it's extreme, man. And I told everybody, yeah, you know, since me and her kind of, you know, we kind of cooled the hard feelings, I don't want to, like, insult her, you know, but, yeah, fuck that, man. I told her in the end, I'm like, you know what, Daria, because she started writing me a lot of shit, and I'm like, hey, look, you know, I gotta go. I'm like, I don't wanna keep talking to you, because I know what that's gonna result in. We're gonna get back together, and then, you know, fuck that. I'm cool. I'm like, I'm good. That's it. I'm like, you know, I'm like, good luck with everything. I'm like, that's it. And I just blocked her. If I didn't block her, she would keep messaging me, man. I have to block her. I unblocked her to find out what she wanted, and yeah, I know what she wants. Trust me, she didn't want to say Happy New Year. That was her kind of like escape to say, yeah, I want you back. You know what I mean? Happy New Year. Get the fuck out of here. I'm like, she'd be saying Happy New Year to your boyfriend. She's saying she doesn't have, she's not with him no more, whatever. She implied that she's not with him anymore. Fuck that, man. I don't give a shit, man, who she's with, who she's not with. I don't care, man. Before I did, before I would get, like, jealous, like, oh, fuck, no, that's my wife, you know what I mean? Like, no, I don't care anymore. I really don't. That's how you know when you're over somebody, when you literally don't give a fuck what she's doing, who she's doing it with. When you don't give a fuck who she's fucking with, that's when you know you're over her, and that's it. For 2 years, I knew she wasn't the one, but I couldn't get over her because she was giving me so much attention and so much pussy, even more, man, I just couldn't, like, and she's so hot, I'm like, damn, nah, man, that's it, man. I try to work it out, I'm like, I thought she'd grow out of all this shit, but nah, man, I'm good, man. But anyway, let's talk boxing, man, you know, that's my personal life, but I beat 179 people, man. Beat everybody. There's no man out there that can beat me. I mean, everybody tried, man. Like, slick ninjutsu motherfuckers, they tried, man. Marines obviously always lose, man. Everybody knows that, man. A Navy SEAL tried and lost. Deontay Wilder tried and lost. That's why after I beat him in the ring, some delusional hater was like, oh, you're talking about how you knocked Wilder out of sight, but you went out of sight too. No, I moved, but he literally flew. I'm not saying I didn't move yet, but my punch was harder than his. Okay, but my leg didn't lift up in the air, and my arms didn't go up in the air. And I wasn't knocked out on my feet. He was knocked out on his feet. That's the difference. That's why I beat him. Man, come on, man. It's obvious my hit was way harder than his, man. Man, I'm 6 feet, 160 pounds, and this motherfucker's 6'7", 230, and I hit harder than Wilder. I'm obviously faster than him. I'm lighter than him. I'm obviously faster than him. Okay, but I'm also stronger than him. I hit harder than him, and I'm faster than him. He can't beat me. He cannot beat me. Yeah, he has a long-ass reach, like a 7-foot wingspan or whatever, if not more. But once you get inside, he's not dangerous. And I got inside in the ring. I got inside right away. I rushed him, bam, on the jaw. And that's Deontay Wilder's defining moment. Getting punched by Charlie Zelenoff and getting TKO'd by Charlie Zelenoff. The fuck out of here with that knockdown. It's boxing. So what? He knocked me down, I knocked him out. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. I never lost. I beat Dijon. I beat Dijon's ass. I would love to knock out Dijon. Zelenoff Daniels 2, 2017. Let's do it. Let's fucking do it. In the ring, in my area. You know what the problem is, though? Dijon is terrified of me. To all you clown haters that are blah, 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 hey, why the fuck did he try to choke after he got his ass? Because he lost. If you know that you beat somebody, why would you disqualify yourself? On a bad day, I beat him, man. Come on, 2017, you see my last fight? I looked fucking spectacular, man. I'll kill this motherfucker, man. Yeah, but against him, I'd come out throwing bombs. And I'd catch him and knock him out. I caught him with the... I snapped Dijon's head to the side. But that four-piece, he doesn't want to fight me. I remember when I put it on video how I was talking to his boy. You remember that? You know what happened with that? I told Dijon, I'm like, I'll pay you gas money. Come down, bitch. Like, I literally left him with no excuse. Yeah, he can't say anything. No excuses. Then he starts saying, oh, let me train a little bit. And I'm like, train? What? Well, get the fuck out of here, man. You fucking pussy, dude. He knows he's going to get knocked out. After what he did, he lost to me. But after what the cheap shit that he did after that, oh, my God, man. I would make sure that I would leave this guy paralyzed in the ring. No, I would really hurt him. I have to break something on him. I got to break his rib, or I got to break his jaw. I got to break something on this motherfucker. I hate this. Forget Wilder, man. I want to knock DeJean out, man. Like, moral victory. He saw my top 10, man. He's not even top 20. Fine, maybe. No, I don't think so. I think a lot of the Marines I beat would beat the fuck out of him. He's a fat bum, man. When I four-pieced him, he was holding on like Mayweather Sr. getting his ass beat, man. Well, Mayweather Sr. was a complete fucking clown. Yeah, but at least Mayweather Sr. kept it boxing. This dude's Muay Thai, MMA, all that shit, man, because he couldn't fuck with me when it was boxing. I was too fast for him. That jab was too slick for him. And he had to try other shit. They're saying that I got hit with his left hook. And what he, man, I was way ahead on points. His left hook didn't hurt me at all. Why do you think I kept coming and landing jabs on him? Let him rematch, man. He's not going to land anything. He's going to get knocked out or brutally stopped, just like all the other opponents do. And he knows it. Because I offered him the rematch. I said, let's do it. See? Only I have the heart to go to someone else's gym, to someone else's area, to beat them, to fight them in front of their people. I only brought two people. He had like nine people. You know what I'm saying? Only I got the heart to do that, to go to Mayweather Senior's gym by myself, literally by myself, no cameraman. I had to ask one of Mayweather's people to record it. Yes. I had to trust them with my own camera. And I knocked his ass out. Now, that's legendary. That's the definition of a boxing legend. You know what I'm saying? That is the definition of a champion. Charlie Z, man. And to go Hollywood gym, enemy gym, to fight Deontay Wilder in front of all the motherfuckers and beat him. Twice, too. And them body shots were vicious. And he got disqualified. The first fight, though, that was, man, historic left hook, man. That was just bam. No more Wilder. That's what I'm saying. DeJean's a bitch. He's not 1% the man I am. He's not 1% the fighter I am. And he's not 1%. He's not a champion at all. He's a clown. I'm a champion. He's not a champion at anything. He's not a worthy challenger, but the reason why I want to knock him out in a rematch is because of what he did. Moral victory. Not because he's a great fighter and because I think it will be a great fight. No, it won't. Well, it's going to be a great knockout. It's going to be a one-sided great knockout win for me. But he doesn't want to do it. If I see him on the street, I'm going to knock him out. But to meet in the ring, no, he's not going to do it. And neither will Derek the Giant. Derek's better, obviously better than DeJean, but listen, Derek was completely one-sided. That was good. I mean, yeah, when I beat DeJean's ass, that was closer. But Derek, come on, that was just like a shutout. It's like, why do you think I saw Jules Vall so many times? I mean, I was like, there was nobody else there to fight him. I'm like, hey, you want to do it again? He said no. He just walked away. Well, of course, he knows I'm so fast. I'm so fast that he knows he can't, that he'll get knocked out. Or he'll get outboxed again. He can't beat me. That's why Jules Vall didn't want to do it. That was a complete shutout, Jules Vall. Yeah, that was, you know, probably my best victory ever. But, you know, when there's a shutout, fine, Derek may have did a little better than Jill. But they both got outboxed, one-sided. Well, what's the point? I mean, the way I beat Derek, that was phenomenal, man. What I slipped in the end with the, that was so what? Listen, he did not knock me down. I swear to God, what the fuck? When I fought the Bellator guy, I beat his ass. I fucked him up. He landed my glove touched the canvas. Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. I didn't have to. I don't have. It wasn't the fuck. That fucking punk deleted the video. That's what. Come on, man. He deleted a video. If he thought he won, he said it was a draw. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. That was no damn draw. See, even he knows he didn't win. He didn't say, man, that's crazy, man. Damn, these fucking Dejan Wilder, these guys are delusional. I mean, the Bellator guy did better than both of them. He did better than Wilder, and he did better than fucking Dejan. And even he didn't. He said it was a draw. It was not a fucking draw. I'm saying that he didn't say he won, though. He said, oh, that was a draw. I'm like, come on, that wasn't a draw. I'm like, let me still see the tape. And then he saw that shit, and he's like, delete it. Why did he delete it? If you think, fuck it, a draw. In his head, he thinks it's a draw. You think you have a draw with the greatest of all time? Put it on YouTube, man. You'll be able to say you forced Charlie Zone off into his first ever draw. I got no draws. I got all W's. And ain't no fucking draw, man. You know what I'm saying? These fucking Bellator, these TV cats, they thought that they believed in all that hater hoopla, and that he thought that, oh, this is like going to be easy cakewalk for me, man, you know what I mean? And that's what he thought. And then once I started punching him in the face, he was like, oh, fuck, this motherfucker's really real. He's really the champ, you know what I mean? That's the fucking great thing about it, man, is that now at 179-0, nobody could doubt me. Southpaw Sill. I beat the fuck out of him. I boxed him. He landed a knockdown on me. The knockdown's not on video. I don't have to make it public and see. I'm a real champion. I speak the truth. I'm honest. You know what I mean? Derek the Giant never knocked me down. I tripped. But if hypothetically, even if he were to knock me down, he still lost because he was way behind on points. Come on, man. I jabbed him 20 times, and I hit him with a lot of headshots. It was not close. He doesn't deserve a rematch. You can't get shut out and then talk shit after that, man. Saying that he said that I'm a green fight. Green, man. Motherfucker, you green? He's very green, actually. He's slow as fucking big target, 6'4", 300 pounds. Yeah, very easy to hit. You know, I just kept bam, jab, jab, jab. It was target practice, man. What rematch, man? Hey, if he wants it, he knows where I'm at, man. Come that way. Come to Hollywood. I came to Orange County. Listen, here's the rules, man. If we fought once and I beat you, especially if I did it on your own turf, then if you want a rematch, then you got to come to where I'm at. I don't have to go. I didn't have to go the first time, but see, I don't have to go to your turf to fight you in your turf. I'm the champ. I beat everybody. Mainstream clowns that claim, what is it, Bellator, Deontay Wilder, this WBC bullshit, I beat him. Jules Wallace had some belts, whatever. Octagon fighter, Jules Wallace, beat him. I'm the champ. The UBF is obviously the ultimate. It's the only real title out there. I proved it by physically getting the better of everybody. That's how I proved it, that I'm the greatest of all time. Therefore, I'm the champ. If you want a shot, you come to me. I don't have to go to wherever shithole you live in. You come to me. Understood? Ah, good.
She gon' fuck your squad, whatever. I swear, I'ma fuck her bras, whatever. Bitch from Pakistan, whatever. Ferraris in them lambs, whatever. About to fuck this club up, whatever. Make her take a sip of Ace of Spades like it's water. I've been on the Miley in the Vans with your daughter. If she catch me cheating, I will never tell her sorry. If she gets me cheating, I will never tell her sorry. Bushes in the valley, I got Bentleys, I got Rari. Taking pain pills on the plane, getting charged. Popping tags on tags, I've been starving.
Bitch, I got the juice and the carbon. Turn a 5-star hotel to a trap house. Roaches everywhere like we forgot to take the trash out. Flood my cross with ice and money, my religion. Got my baby mama and my